We begin by welcoming in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher, joining us on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. And to be honest, Mr. Mayor, a very busy start to the week, thankfully.
Yes, lots going on here in North Platte, especially in the public realm. But I'm really enjoying this beautiful fall weather we're having here.
Are you a fan of the fall temperatures?
Oh, yeah, fall and spring, favorite seasons.
Now, I heard you on the video live stream last night for the city council that you're preparing to pick up a little bit of leaves in your neighborhood, right?
Yes, we have, Terry and I have three great big trees, which we love in our yard, but I'll be breaking leaves until sometime after Thanksgiving to get rid of them, get them all bagged.
Do you do a little bit of mowing to help get a good start on the leaves?
Well, one of the trees is a great big oak tree, and so the leaves are pretty good size. So
yeah.
Even when you mow them, you don't get really that many in the bag. So yes, a lot of raking, a lot of bagging. I hope my neighbors appreciate all my efforts.
It's that time of the year, that's for sure, Mayor Kelleher.
That's right.
Before we talk about last night's North Platte City Council meeting, let's talk about the very busy start to the week. You were in attendance with several other city, state, and national leaders as well at a press conference Monday talking about a constitutional amendment that would be beneficial to the North Platte Regional Airport.
That's correct, and it's Amendment 1 to the Nebraska Constitution, not the National Constitution, the Nebraska Constitution. And in Amendment 1, if adopted by the voters here on November 8th, would allow, in short, would allow cities to help incentivize required air service to their airports. So theoretically, if Amendment 1 passes, if the airport authority in the city of North Platte chose, we could help enter into bargaining agreements with airlines to make sure we have good air service here in our community, as well as other communities across the state would be able to do that as well.
Can you break down the relationship between the city of North Platte and the North Platte Airport Authority and the city or the airport itself, please?
Sure. The airport authority is technically a political subdivision of the city of North Platte. And
okay.
So it is its own. It can incur debt. It can levy taxes, as if you look at your tax statement, you see that sort of thing right there on the tax statement. But anyway, it is technically a subdivision of the city. And when the airport authority was created years ago, the people who were leading the airport authority at that time had the opportunity to either be a subdivision of the county or a subdivision of the city. And they chose the city at that point. I don't know what their reasoning was, but that's what they chose, was the city of North Platte. And of course, we recently annexed the entire airport land.
Yeah, the property itself.
This year. Yes, exactly. So it is technically within city property there. In short, that's the relationship. But if we should choose to enter into negotiating with SkyWest or some other entity to help incentivize them to stay in North Platte or perhaps improve their air service to our community, then this amendment number one would allow us the opportunity to do that. Without the amendment, we really can't.
Okay. Mayor Kelleher, several state leaders in attendance with that, including Congressman Flood, appointed to the, or voted into the U.S. Congress here recently. He'll be on the ballot, too, out in the eastern end of the state coming up in November, but also Chairwoman of the Revenue Committee for the Nebraska Legislature, Luann Linehan, the amendment sponsor in the Nebraska Legislature, Elliot Bostar, and then also had Brian Sloan, president of the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce in attendance, and he had some nice things to say about our wonderful community.
Yes, Mr. Sloan is always, he's a great purveyor of every community in Nebraska. He's out for growth in Nebraska. He does a really nice job of going around and supporting Nebraska and supporting anything that relates to bringing business or supporting existing businesses in Nebraska. Brian does a great job. He also told me a story about when he was in college, and he and a couple of his fraternity brothers who were from this area of the state, the west end of state, they went to the school in Lincoln, and every year they would have a party at their fraternity, and they called it Western Nebraska Awareness Day.
Oh.
And so they wanted all the folks who live on the east end of the state to be aware of this, of the fact that there is more land, west of York.
The world doesn't drop off at York.
Exactly, exactly. So, of course, it's a big joke. We don't really think that.
But we
appreciated his sense of humor in telling that story.
And he's very well spoken, too. I have an audio clip that I want to play for our listeners and get your reaction on the air to here on the spot, too, Mayor Kelleher. This is, again, Brian Sloan, Monday at the North Platte Regional Airport. He had some very kind things to say about the city of North Platte and the direction we're heading. Let's take a listen.
It's great to be in North Platte today, because if there's a community in the state that's looking forward, it's this one. And this is a community on the move.
I'll play that again for you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, I forgot about the headphones.
All right.
It's great to be in North Platte today, because if there's a community in the state that's looking forward, it's this one. And this is a community on the move.
That's pretty high praise from the chamber president for the entire state of Nebraska.
Well, it is, and we certainly appreciate the compliment. I think what's most important to think about when we now have state and statewide, and in some cases, some very significant federal recognition of the things that we've been able to accomplish here in North Platte in the last 2 or 3 years. And I want to make sure that I mention that these things didn't just randomly happen. It takes a bunch of people doing a lot of hard work to bring all these wonderful things, economic development things, to fruition. And some of them are still in progress. They're not done yet, and they're going to be working on them for the next 2 or 3 years. And hopefully that will cause more things to be created, which is definitely the hope. We've tried to make good use of the resources in our area, which would be generally ag and logistics, things that we're really good at in this area. It's not the only things, but it's many of the things that we're good at. And so far, not only sustainable beef, but the businesses that are looking at coming at the rail park are all augments to our agricultural world in this part of the state, which is exactly what we need to do to drive economic development here. So I'm very happy that Mr. Sloan and folks on the east end of the state are recognizing that we're doing things and we can make things and happen out here in North Platte when we put our heads together and work hard.
Mayor Kelleher, to make Monday even busier for you and your colleagues on the city council, special work session Monday evening that revolved around a couple of presentations centerizing on parks and recreation here for our wonderful community.
That's correct. If you want your community to grow, you have to have things for people to do, or they won't come to your community.
Sure.
And so we've been working with generally a couple different entities for a while now to try to bring some other offerings. And just want to make clear that these offerings are largely private or nonprofit run entities. These aren't things that the city is going to take over and run someday. Mm-hmm. These are just things that the city would sort of be partnering with to help make happen by providing land and in some cases water or something along those lines.
Electricity maybe.
Exactly. Things like that. And the city would not be involved in running them, and we don't want to get into that sort of thing. So anyway, the first one that we listened to was the presentation by from Blue McGrath and Tyler Sexton on North Platte Ice, which is their nonprofit. And it talks about bringing a not quite to full-scale size ice rink that would be located outside. It's a mobile ice rink. You can move it around, not easily, but it can be relocated.
Could be relocated.
Yeah, can be relocated. Right now, the idea is to put it in a little piece of Centennial Park that's kind of near the baseball concession stand over there.
I think is great.
Yeah, that's the general idea anyway. We'll see how that all develops here in the next couple weeks. But anyway, that's the plan. We picked that location because of the power requirements of the rink are pretty significant, and you don't have that kind of power readily available at any location in town, and so we went that way.
And in terms of sound, too, there's going to be a little bit of sound in running that rink, keeping the ice cool, and that's not going to be a problem, Centennial Park. There is some housing, but it's far enough removed that this is going to be closer to the rec center and to the middle school, and the primary sound's going to be occurring in the evening hours, so it's not going to be much of a problem there.
That's right. That's right. And the noise from the cooler would probably occur during the warmest part of the day.
Oh, mid-afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. When there isn't likely very many people at home anyway. So
it's going to be very unnoticeable.
Yeah,
I
don't think it would be an issue. It wouldn't be any louder than probably the middle school air conditioning over there. So
yeah. Yep.
At any rate, they're still working on raising funds. They have a very well thought out plan. It seems like it would be an exciting thing to have North Platte.
Something different.
I haven't ice skated. I'm not sure if I've ever ice skated, maybe once in my life. But anyway, I think it would be really exciting to try, and I'm sure it will be something that the community would embrace and kids would enjoy. And we've got some people with some real passion for hockey and ice-related sports.
Yeah.
So I look forward. I hope they're able to raise the money, and I hope they're able to do it. And I look forward to having another public-private partnership with the city to make something exciting in North Platte happen.
Other presentation was from Brandon and the crew with 308 BMX. Good to have them back at the city involvement, too. It's been a couple of years. I think Brandon even said it was pre-COVID the last time that he was there at City Hall for a presentation like that.
I believe so. I know it was prior to my term as mayor here. But I think that 308 BMX is another example of what we just talked about. It's a group of folks who want to make something happen primarily for the kids of North Platte.
Yeah.
They're excited to have some passion about the sport, and they want to see it done. And I have to admit, I didn't quite, until I saw some presentations over the last few months, I wasn't quite sure what they were trying to accomplish, but it's actually quite cool, in my opinion.
Are you talking about the pump track?
I'm talking about the pump track.
Mr. Grosseth, our city administrator, talked to me about the pump track, and he did a great job at explaining it, too, and it sounds really cool, and Lane was pretty fired up about it, too. It was awesome to hear him explain it.
Yeah, I haven't been on a dirt bicycle since I was probably 12 years old, but I'm actually thinking about it would be fun to try. It really would.
We'll have to get the mayor set one up
exactly.
Have a ceremonial one at least.
Exactly. So, but it's a track that is as a series of small hills, I guess. When I say small, probably maybe 3 or 4 feet tall at most. And folks can go out there, kids primarily. Us older people probably could, you know, specific times maybe. So anyway, you can go out and you try to ride your bicycle over these humps, and you do so without pedaling. So you're using your own momentum. So it's a lot of exercise. But the thing that I'm excited about is that bicycles can use this, but also skateboards, rollerblades. I don't know that you want to try it on roller skates. Probably wouldn't have enough balance there. But scooters and things like that. So it's an offering for several different types of sports or modalities, I guess might be the way to say it, for folks to ride around that track. And it's great exercise.
And this would be north of the softball field. There's a big pond just north of the softball fields that I think a lot of folks are probably familiar with. It would be in the property pretty much directly north of that is currently a dog park.
That's the idea. Yes, that's the idea. And we would have to create a dog park, probably as a little piece of Cody Park or something like that.
Oh, cool.
For replacement.
That'd be awesome.
No decision there for sure, but my wife and I spend a fair amount of time walking in Cody Park, and I can tell you there's a lot of people that run their dogs in Cody Park.
There's a lot of dogs.
Probably wouldn't be a bad thing for the park in general.
And would a skate park potentially be over there with the 308 BMX as well, or?
Well, the pump track would serve as sort of a simple version of a skate park.
Okay.
They're not the same thing. I wouldn't want to say that they are, because they're not. But and I think it would be nice, because next to the pump track, then eventually the 308 BMX bike would build a regular BMX racetrack.
Oh, okay.
Now, I want to be clear that the BMX is not motorized BMX. Mm-hmm. It's bicycles, so it's pedaling.
Yep, pedaling.
There are no motors here, so there's no noise from motors and things like that. It's just kids having fun, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And there are I think Mr. McCook said there's around 300 or so of these tracks across the country. And it would be something that we could use to entice people to come to our town and have
tourism
tournaments once in a while. Exactly. And not something that would happen every weekend by any means, but a couple times a year, we'd probably be able to draw quite a crowd to North Platte for one of these races if we had a nice place out there. So that's the overall goal, is something that we can not only use to keep folks locally entertained, but also something we can help drive some tourism with.
Well, Mayor Kelleher, we do need to wrap up here in a couple of moments. Looking at the agenda for last night's North Platte City Council meeting, it was a pretty quick meeting all in all, and a lot of ground covered, beginning with the consent agenda and an appointment to the Citizens Advisory Committee, also known as the Quality Growth Fund.
That's right. We appointed Corey Johansson. He agreed to join the group in replacement for Josh Harm, because is terming out because of his term on the DevCo board.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. I also had some items that were on their final readings too, including some rezoning of land, and also the big item is the change in liquor sales in the city of North Platte.
That's right. I think the rezonings have one more reading there on their second reading.
Oh, okay.
And then the liquor sales, that was a final reading last night, so that law or that ordinance will change at 15 days from today, I believe, is the official date.
Okay.
So, and that would change the liquor sales so that liquor can be sold beginning at 8 a.m. on Sundays.
Awesome.
Yes.
Anything else from the meeting you wanted to hit on, Mayor Kelleher?
Well, given the fact that we don't have a lot of time, I just want to take a second to congratulate all the candidates that are in the process of running.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention any names for obvious reasons, but I'm excited to see that we've had some really enthusiastic races this year. We've had lots of good opportunities for people to get out there, and having done it once, it takes a lot of courage to step out there and run for office, so I applaud everyone who's chosen to do so and wish them the best of luck.
And you did it during a pandemic, too, and that was early in the pandemic when there was a lot of unknowns, so that made it a little bit more tricky for you and your colleagues during that section. Thanks.
We definitely had to be creative during that race. There's no question about that.
So. Mayor Kelleher, if folks want to get in contact with you or any of their council representatives for the city of North Platte, how can they do so?
Well, you're welcome to call me down at City Hall or send me an email off the city website. And if you want to reach out to any of the council members, the city website contains their contact information.
And you can always go to the city website, too, to find a link to the City of North Platte's YouTube page where you can watch the special meeting Monday, the city council meeting last night. And there's an archive that goes back a couple of years, too, for folks that want to go back and do some archive watching for the city's history.
That is right. That is right. And a lot of people watch those. The number of views goes up depending on the subjects that's in the meeting.
Sure.
And that sort of things. And we are looking at replacing some of that equipment here over the next few months because the sound and some of the video has not been great. So we're going to improve that in the next 6 months. Hard to say with the lead times on some equipment. It might be February or March before we actually get the stuff.
Supply chain too. I will say this: the sound and video right now is fairly good. It could be better, but it's not like it's poor quality right now. So
that's true. It isn't, but it kind of requires a lot of finesse, and it's think around 12 years old. So it's the
time
sound part of it is kind of getting to the point it's a little bit old. Which reminds me, one thing I forgot to mention in the city council agenda, which was the upgrade of the library elevator.
Oh, cool. That's been an item that's been talked about a little bit.
Right. So that was approved last night. So we will be beginning the process with the Otis Elevator Company to change out the pieces and that are required to fix the elevator at the library, which has been broken for not quite a year now. We tried several ways to replace the electronics to get it back up and running, which would be relatively low cost, and we were unsuccessful in all cases.
Darn
so
it.
Now we're going to spend somewhere around $85,000 to $100,000, somewhere in there in total, to get the library elevator replaced when it's all said and done. But it's something that you need to have in the community. People need to be able to get to the second floor. So it's taken quite a while, but we were trying to be, have the best use of taxpayer dollars.
Yep.
And not just jump in and replace it. But now that's our only option. So it'll be replaced very likely sometime in the next 6 months, but we don't know how long it's going to take to get some of the parts.
Typical situation we find ourselves in with the world right now.
That's right.
Mayor Kelleher, appreciate the time as always and all the great work that you and your colleagues do for the city of North Platte to keep us growing and keep this tension brewing statewide and nationwide.
Yes, it's great fun to be in North Platte right now. Stick together, everybody. It's going to be a fun ride.